Let's pray in silence. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we can begin the second hour. Because I always prefer this. I know you have a lot of pressure from the test. But always remember me. Because always see is a smile to me. And at least you're better than I'm sure. So don't get too much pressure. Even though I failed, but thank God, God give me mercy. Surely God mercy, His mercy, always be with you. So, but just try to do your best. And so the Book of John is a consider your relaxations and hope that it can help you to massage your brain so you can feel better. So yeah. And well, let's sing him and marching to Zion, which is that was my theme song in the last SS in the West Coast. 359, thank you.
Thank you.
One more thing here. 168. Krishna. Now we go back to this one. Yeah, chapter 70, we had three parts we mentioned. Anyway, it's a prayer of Jesus. Just remember that. His prayer is so precious. He prayed for us, let us to be unity. Unity, it's not... In a case, it's human point of view, it's impossible. Because everybody have a different opinion, different idea. In a sense, I myself very stubborn too. But how we can give up ourselves? Last night, Sister Joyce mentioned about deny ourselves, carry the cross, and we follow our Lord Jesus. Actually, this is simple, but this is the way of our Christian life is. So we can try do our best our life, and also this is our marching toward the Zion that our spirit is. Chapter 18. I'm sure because everybody know already, because I repeat many times, purposely I repeat it. So, Book of John, you don't have a test, but yet you can memory of this all 21 chapter. As long as you memorize all those you know, events and things, turn around and somebody say something that, oh, that's the John chapter 18. Yes. Can you enjoy it? John chapter 18? Yeah, John chapter 18 is Jesus willing to go to place the Gethsemane, and he willing to be captured. But he still expressed himself, I am here. I am the one you're looking for, the one who done the God myself. So you catch me, go ahead. And then one thing we can see that Peter denied Jesus three times. At the beginning, he think he has a you know, face. He wants to look at the chapter 13, the last portion. I even laid down my life for you. But the moment when he was at Caiaphas' yard, he went there. We can see the man, humans, he denied three times. Jesus knew that. But sometimes we think that, you know, wow, there's some kind of face, you know, showing up, and then, oh, everybody follow me, then it seems like a good face, you know. If I, you know, I stand up here to say something, then it's like a good face. But actually, many times true faith, when we look at ourselves, we have very small faith. Even Peter walked on the water, but the storm comes, you know, there's a wave come, and then drown into the water. But our true nature, we have to learn that we have a flesh within us. Never be ourselves to be proud of ourselves. Never be that, think that we are very strong. If we think that we are stand, the least we might fall. You have to remember. So we are always humble enough our faith in front of God. But yet, we should not to be Judas Iscariot. The once in the Bible, the book of John, the different word he used for Judah betrayed. But here, the one that Peter used denied. It's very different word. Betray means forsaken, purposely. Because Satan moved into him, and after chapter 13, after the Judah left. Why? Because Satan moved into his heart. And beginning of his plot, which is the betrayal of Jesus, started. At that time, Jesus himself glorified. He knows that now his way is set. So we should not betray him. Which betrayed him means against the Holy Spirit. This sin cannot be forgiven. Of course, God is merciful God. He will always give us a second chance. Many times a second chance is more precious. Sometimes we do not appreciate the first chance. We think that it seems like we are given, you know, this grace. But sometimes our human weakness, we maybe in a sense we denied Jesus. But at that times, we can go back to ourselves, we can come back to God. That we can answer to Jesus, do you love me more than this? In John chapter 20, when Jesus talked to him, at that moment, I can say, I know I denied you before, but still, if you ask me this question, my heart says, I love you. Just little things, small things, but it's precious. So you and I, we can love God the rest of our life. In the future, any case, because of your own weakness, because we are flesh, when that happened, that deny him, but right away, come back to God. God is merciful God, but do not betray him. Now betraying him and deny, there's a because of different directions. Because I mentioned that And I said many times, when only Peter had that experience of denied, the rest of the disciples had no chance because they already hide themselves. But Peter was different. He wants to see what's going on, what happened to my Lord. So actually he's willing to get into the Caiaphas yard. It requires a brave heart actually. But he wants to see the Jesus, yet he himself is weak. So he denied three times. So it's a different now. But Judas Iscariot, from the beginning, he wants to go to a priest. I want to sell my master. How much you want to give? 30 of silver? Okay, deal. And it's a different. So we should not against the Holy Spirit. But in our course of our life, we have any weakness that we have, God will forgive us. The moment of denying, we come back to ourselves, we can repent, God help us. So anybody here, anybody who struggle your life, come to God, truly. Your whole heart, come to God. 17, 18, 19. We go to chapter 19. Chapter 19, the most, what humans seeking for in our life is a crown of gold. Crown of, if I cannot have, then crown of silver. But then I don't want a king. I don't want to be a king. I always look at the kings, you know, in the ancient time king, they have to put all these gold crowns there. How heavy it is. I don't like the things to put in my things. There's such a huge crown. But we better not to put the crown ourselves. Yeah. So we as a servant of God, never put the crown ourselves. Every time when things happen in our life, then when we serve God, then as a servant of God, yeah, that's enough. So this is our spirit. Let's look at the 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31. Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, to all the glory of God. Now this, and also verse 33, just as also I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of the many, that they may be saved. I hope that these words help us to understand. When Jesus put the crown, this crown is not the crown of like a worldly way of, you know, the illuminated crown. This crown is a thorn of crown. He willing to put this thorn of crown, shedding the blood from his head. You know, the thorn is such a painful. He put it on. He never resist, but just put it on. Let us always remember, never seeking for our glory. Let us remember in our minds, he put this thorn of a crown for us. So things working, you find out the glory, then put everything onto the God. So let him to be glorified. That's our life. Then he will glorify us. So that's chapter 18. Chapter 9. We did chapter 19 now? Yeah, chapter 19. And also chapter 19, chapter 18, the last portion that I didn't mention, that the kingdom of his kingdom. His kingdom, he is related with chapter 1, the one of the figure, right? The Nathanael confessed that you are the king of Israel. So 18, here's one, you know, you can see the connections. So actually the whole book, actually, Jesus himself, all the sign is I am, because he wants to show himself, I am the king. I'm come from above. So my kingdom is there. Not physically there, but in a spiritual eternity. So this is the kingdom. So chapter 19 is a crown of, a thorn of a crown. He put it on, and then he carried the cross and walked on the Golgotha, and he died there for us. So that's chapter 19. And his death is truly precious for us. And he made a grand finale, last point. It is finished. Once our life, we finish with his given mission to accomplish, then it's such a, I think the moment, I think so exciting in the moment, because such a blessful moment. When I remember when Stephen died, he's as a loser, he died actually, just like Jesus. Jesus died as a loser, died on the cross. He's supposed to be praised by the people. He's supposed to glorify the people. So they're supposed to, you know, his name to be glorified. But he's as a loser, he died on the cross, physically. But yet, spiritually, he made a victory. So it is finished. When the Stephen, when he died, was, you know, being stoned by his own people. Have you seen the YouTube? There's those at the Middle East. Those are people who, this is a graphic, don't see that. It's quite painful. YouTube, that's sometimes good, but sometimes no good, too graphic. But stone to death, you think about it. One stone coming in, second stone coming in, third stone coming in. And they start to hit his head, body, and that start to collapsing himself. But heaven is open. He can see the glory of God. He can see the throne of God. That's actually a victorious moment. Glorious, you know, moment of glory. He experienced it. Actually, while he dying, actually, when he see the glory of God, all the pain actually is already can make over. Of course, it's such a painful at that moment. Yet, does he see the glory of God? Chapter 19. Yeah. Chapter 20. I hope we can finish our journey. Before we go to chapter 20, just remember, because Apostle Paul mentioned the 2 Timothy. Let's look at it and then let's go there. 2 Timothy chapter 4. This is your way and this is my way, okay? 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid out for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. Not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Because Paul knew that this time he's about to finish his ministry. He knows that his time is about to finish. We know the 2 Timothy is about the last, he's a last book, last letters. From the Galatians, he wrote all the wonderful, wonderful letter he wrote one by one. Now come to hear 2 Timothy when he was in the prison now. This last imprisonment. He know that his time is up. He looked back his life. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. And you and I hope that you, all the brothers and sisters, please keep your faith the rest of your life. Do not exchange with anything. Even if we paid even cost anything, then we have to keep this faith. So I have kept the faith. I hope you're willing to waiting for this crown of righteousness. If we pay the, so actually God, Jesus requires us to pay our heart, our life, our time. So on the last day, we can have this crown of righteousness. It's worthy that Jesus put the crown of thorn in his head. Now, verse chapter. Empty tomb. Isaiah is awesome. He overcome the death. No one can overcome the death in this world. Only Jesus himself. That's why we have a hope on the last day. That we looking forward for the moment when his second coming. Surely the moment is so excited, the moment. Nothing can compare the moment. Let's look at the 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse from 51. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 51. Behold, I tell you the mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on the immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the same that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, this really, to us, this message is, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abandoning in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord.
I hope you and I, this word can be encouraged us. Thank God the tomb is empty. If the tomb is not empty, then there's no point we come here all the way from all your home. There's no point. Because there is no hope for the eternity. There's no hope for resurrection. But this tomb was empty. This is the glory of God. This is an empty tomb, but we can see the glory of God. Thank God it's for us.
We look at the chapter 20. The 20 also, after he resurrected from the death, he showed up to his disciple and Mary, and then come to the, you know, where the disciple there, but the Thomas was late, came, and he wants to, he just cannot believe. So the moment Thomas says, let's look at anyway, John chapter 20. Now John chapter 20, verse from 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. I don't know where he was. Maybe he took a nap, or I don't know. Verse 25. The other disciple therefore was saying to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I shall see in his hands the imprint of the nail, and put my finger into the place of the nail, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Wow, Thomas is such a strong determination. Such a determination not to believe in Jesus. You can tell verse 25. We should not determine in this way. 26. And after 8 days again, his disciples were inside the Thomas with them. Now the Thomas joined there with them. And Jesus came and door having been shut and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be with you." 27. And he said to Thomas, "Reach here your finger. See my hand. And reach here your hands. Put into my side. And be not unbelieving, but believing." Remember when Jesus now changed the form, you know, the one as a form of resurrection. So some people misunderstand. So that means Jesus, when he pierced his side and in the feet and a nail on the mark in the hands. So when he resurrected from the death, all these marks still stay there. Do you know what I mean? So when you have a wounded mark, when you resurrect from the dead, it's still the wounded mark is there. No, it's not that, okay? Don't worry about that part. Because this is only the purpose. Jesus himself, only purpose he wants to show the Thomas. That's all. Yeah. Because Jesus can change himself to show the difference. Because once he resurrect from the death, now Jesus himself is actually God himself anyway. So he can manifest himself. And also at the same time, this is the first fruit. So showing us the imperishable body also. So verse 28, Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Just a minute. It's okay. Maybe the translation. 20, Thomas answered, said to him, "My Lord and my God." My Lord and my God means, I am sorry, I repent. In a sense, yes, in the end of the line. Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, have you believed? Believe are they who did not see and yet believed." And true faith is not we believe in him because we have seen it. Because we don't see, yet we believe. We believe the substance that we don't see it. So this is true faith. In the book of chapter Hebrew, Hebrew chapter 11 says the definition of faith. We don't see the heavenly kingdom, yet we believe that the heavenly kingdom is already within us, in our hand. Very solid, then it is faith. So this is true faith. Chapter 21, and we know the precious story. No? Not this one. And also, how many fish they catched? 153. Thank you. It's okay, you don't have to memorize. But you already memorized because we repeat so many times. Oh, now we can go back to chapter 6. Chapter 6, we can go, let's go to triangle. This triangle is mine, so don't think that I preach the triangle. This is just for the outline things. Yeah. Chapter 6, the triangle. First one is Jesus feed 5,000. Yesterday I talked about 5,000, right? 5,000 feet. This is called bread. Of course, two fish included, but bread itself. And the second one is when you look at my outlines, I'm trying to put this Jesus walk on the water as a separate one. But the second one is 16 to 59 says,
the food lead us eternal life. So, well, food, the bread for the eternity.
And then the chapter 3,
when Jesus mentioned about this spiritual food, having word of eternal life. Jesus mentioned about the continuation of the eternity. But I just trying to, number three as the multitude, you know, withdraw him. So that's why I just want to mention about it. But anyway, feed 5,000.
We can from the beginning with the feed
5,000.
Here, we can think about the beginning and end.
Once you look at the feed 5,000, a big picture, is a shoes actually. The multitude was there, 5,000 people. And then beginning with how Jesus feed 5,000 with the 5 bread, 2 fishes. This is little, very little things. But Jesus can feed all 5,000. And also Jesus commented, and then feed all of them, they're all full of their stomach. Do not waste. But all this left over, after finish them, gather them up. This is the small one.
Jesus never ignoring the things that left over there. Gather them all, bring it in the basket.
So in a other place, the Matthew mentioned 12 baskets full, you know, bring back actually later on.
Sometimes in our life we think that small is not a big deal, but many times it's small. It's very precious. We underestimate the little things.
Sometimes we think in the church, then all many, you know, the a lot of gifts. Then it's wow, little gifts.
It's not, but actually not.
Little ones, many times, is very precious, and do things very important part of our life. One time I. My daughter they have a high school end of the session that have a what you call that you know the performing, right? They do performing, so all the parents call them into the school. So we went there. There's one student, the girl back there. You know the kind of the orchestra they're performing. Wow, this girl is you know, the drummer. She's on the back there. Wow, she performed. You know the stick, oh, finger flipping, and then time it. But it's not a violin. It's not a piano. It's not a big thing. So yet she really enjoys. She behind there. What she doing? But because that part is very important. Actually, that's quite appreciate. The whole thing makes sense because of little things there. So God give us each different ones. Don't be discouraged because of little. Little, it's okay. Actually, you can enjoy your life a little then. Don't be like one to receive the, you know, one talent. How come my talent? Forget about it. Go to the world. Don't say that. One talent is very important. Very, sometimes very essential, very need. We are the body of Christ. Even within one spirit, we have all different functions, each body, part of the body. Little one is precious. And also in your life, not necessarily, you know, strong is always good. Sometimes wisdom, little one is a helper. When there's a big, big door in front of you, don't think you always you push to open it. Find out the key. Key is good. Once you find out the little key, then some people push and push, it doesn't work. Or you can just plug into your key, open it, and it's opened. God designed us, and little things help us, actually. It is wisdom of God. So, you know, feeding the 5,000 is a big issue, actually. That's why the Jesus testing the Philip. So you go to you go and buy a food so you can feed them. Even 200 denarii is not enough. The Jesus actually testing him. So when in your life you think about things, the little things, it helps you. Becomes very essential later on. When Moses have a stick, one stick in his life, now after 40 years, first 40 years he was as a prince. I think he doesn't have that, you know, the shepherd stick. Maybe his stick is made of gold. Supposed not to use for the sheep, you know, sheep outside. But after first 40 years, now God sent him into the wilderness, and then now he had to change his stick. The stick is made with wood. It's not that it looks good, yet this stick helped helping the race guide his sheep. He never think that this stick can help next 40 years his life to guide his people, little ones. Sometimes a little one, once God uses it, it become magnified. So when you think about that, your life, there's a gift, very precious. And then, so little things you can think about that. God's grace, we have to gather the grace of God. Once you receive the grace of God, remember, do not waste it. Remember this one, count it. Count your many blessings. So we can count it, write it, remember it. Because this one is later on become your blessing. Many times our blessing because we our memory. Sometimes because when you get married, if you really don't like your spouse, then bring your wedding picture, the smile together. And then it helps you. Your memory helps you. Don't have to squeeze your face to your spouse. Ah, so pretty, so beautiful. Look at the husband. I know, he's handsome. He's my one. He's the one I love. And change your minds, you know. You don't have to talk whole day, you know. About 1 hour is enough. And then you can talk to your husband. So, you know, that's a life. Yeah. Little things. But remember, if this is the blessing of God, that's your life to be. Later on, when Jesus, he changed this message from the physical bread to the spiritual bread, people give up to follow him. They withdraw from him. Many disciples, even, you know, the chapter 6, the many disciples, they withdraw from him. Jesus never expect, you know, Jesus never expect the multitude, all them to follow, actually. Jesus want them to follow those who truly seeking the Word of God. Those who seeking the Word of God. So, you know, the true Jesus Church, this is my belief, my personal philosophy. I do not actually care about the number. Maybe, you know, because in the next year, our church may be member be decreased. It doesn't matter. That's not an issue. Am I faithful enough? Do I best? You do try your best. So our quality of our church to be better than last year, the number is not an issue. That's my personal philosophy. Once we're seeking the quality of our church, then God's blessing is there. God is there. The important thing is the Spirit of God is in the church. Remember the time that when the time of Acts, the church was prospering. And then the people, they depart from the Spirit of God. Because depart from the truth. actually the physical church continued to grow. When the Roman now this got to be preached in the Rome. But I don't think Paul expect, you know, the in his mind as a number wise. He's seeking the one, a chosen one, to bring into the truth. That's his mind, I think. So he preached the gospel. Yet now the truth is changed. So even the whole entire nations, you know, constantly he ordered for the everybody keep the Sunday. Which means the whole church is changed. Yet whole nation acknowledged the Christians. But that was not what God wants it. That's not what a true church, the direction is. Maybe because the whole nation acknowledged, yet the truth is already changed. Spirit of God depart from the church. Only the number. There's no. This is not a church anymore after that. And it becomes a Catholic, we know that. Well, I better not to name the church, but because our true Jesus church, we have a spirit of the truth. We never compromise our truth with anybody else's. Because our truth, this truth is according to the scripture, we have to keep as it is. People cannot believe it, cannot help it. If God opened their heart, they can accept it and submit to the truth and they come into the truth. We have to keep the truth. So my personal what is the successful ministries is not the number. The number is, it's up to God. But your job and my job, that we can keep our truth within the true church. This church is to be the true church, which is we can dedicate to God, so it acceptable. Our church is acceptable to God. Our church to be a body of Christ as it is. Then we can glorify God. Yeah. So one day, because the door of salvation can be shut, number naturally decreases by then. And also when the judgment upon to the church. I think studied the book of Revelations. Inner court, because inside of the holy place, the other one only to be saved. So the rest of them, you know, the trembling by outside, they all can be excluded. So number is not an issue. If we believe in the truth, if I'm the true children of God, number is not that much issue. That's okay. If somebody said, TJ, go there, you know, the after 4 years, number decreased by 20%. I'm okay. They stole me then. But as long as the church is keep the truth, then thank God. One time I had a chance to listen to the choir from Taiwan many years ago. They have a tape, and then 2 minutes. Then they have a kind of a, you know, performing. So all the churches come up and they choir, they sing hymns. I have seen the many city churches. They have a very nice dress up. Sounds is good, but some of the churches come from the mountain area. They come down. Sometimes old people, young people, you know, the clothes is like, you know, the countryside style, and then they just sing hymn. It was beautiful. It was touched. Because there's a quality. Because there's a spirit. It's not the number, not the outlook, not the voice itself, but the truth of the heart. This is what I'm seeking for. So what here, I'm just talking about the quality. Sometimes it's little, but this is what we're seeking for. I have to finish up here. So tonight I have one more last hour. Still we can finish the book of John. Don't worry, chapter 6, but no, it's okay. We can finish 21 until. But we already finished here, but this is extra anyway. God bless us. Let's pray in silence. Amen.